I'm going to give you my raw, unfiltered view of everything that's going on in the world today as far as what we'll call the mandates, what we'll call the bug, and what we'll call the jab. You know, three topics that are very, very important to you guys. So first of all, let's talk about the bug itself. Am I concerned about this at all? No, not at all. Okay. Why am I not concerned? Because yes, maybe there's some reality to this in the sense that I don't think it's completely a hoax. All right. But it's not very lethal. It does seem to be about equivalent to the flu at this point. All of the scientific data sort of agrees on this. I mean, it's very difficult to trust scientific data nowadays, which is such a weird thing to say, but that's where we're at in society today. Unfortunately, it's really just become a political game of maneuvering and media and misinformation. So it's really difficult to know what anything is, to be honest with you. This is very true. And one thing about this, I'll side note this, is that you should be questioning everything. You should not take anything for the face value of what it is, all right? Even what I say, right? You should just question everything. And this is good because you should be doing this anyway, thinking about this, but there's not a lot of reliable sources. There's nowhere you could really turn to today to get a completely accurate, 100% reliable, unbiased opinion on anything. That's just how it is, right? Not Wikipedia, not the news, not anywhere. There's really nothing, okay? Even some of the fundamental things that we have held to be true as reality come into question because of what's been going on. So that's one of the big things about all of this. But regardless of the bug itself, it seems like the threat is very, very small. As far as wearing masks, also seems to be ridiculous, because here's my problem so far is that there's no evidence, there's no studies that show that masks actually do anything. So my thoughts on this, though, from a political standpoint, is that I believe that it's a way to quell the populace, because the problem is, if you have something that is making people afraid and they feel like they can do nothing about it, then what happens is that they freak out, they panic, they do stupid things. But if you tell them, hey, you know what? Wear a mask. Make sure other people wear a mask. Now they have something to occupy their brain with, and they feel like they're doing something, even if they're not doing anything. This is actually a strategy you can use to divert people that are afraid, is you give them a task, you give them something to do, you give them something that might be meaningless, but makes them feel like they're actually doing something to solve their problem or to fix something that they can't fix. So that's the bug, right? I don't think it's a big threat. I can understand if you are overweight and you're elderly, it might make sense in that case to err on the side of precaution and then go ahead and take the jab. But yeah, as far as the bug itself, I'm not worried. It doesn't seem like it's much of a threat. And a really good book that you should read is How to Be Free in an Unfree World by, I think it's Harry Brown. I'll put a link up in the cards and in the description down below, but you should really read that book and understand the book, because you live in this world where you're not ever gonna be truly free, like from a political standpoint. There's no such thing as true freedom, but you're free within your bounds. You don't have to obey laws, okay? You can weigh the consequences of every action. You're totally free, and you can say, well, I don't have to obey the speed limit. It's dumb, okay? But you need to be smart then and figure out how you're not gonna get caught not obeying the speed limit. So you can make those decisions yourself, or you can say, I don't care, I'll just pay you the speeding tickets. I don't really care about that up to a certain amount, right? So you can make these decisions if you want to, and you're not bound. There's no morality to this. Don't let other people impose their morality to this. You don't have an obligation to other people. For example, how it applies in this situation, even if masks were effective, you don't have any obligation to protect other people. They can stay in their homes if they don't want to take the risk, right? You don't have any kind of societal obligation. Governments and people in religions try to create societal obligations on you to make you fall in line and do the right thing, the quote, right thing. But you don't have any obligation. You're a free man, and your obligation is only to yourself, okay? You're gonna live, you're gonna die, no one's gonna care, okay? So why are you caring about all this stuff? Now, you have family, you have maybe children, things like that. You don't have an obligation necessarily. I mean, maybe to your children a little bit, but you wanna protect them and you wanna help them, and so you're gonna obviously do good things for them. But to the rest of society, there's no obligation to any of that stuff. But religions, politicians, governments, they try to create an obligation so they can control you and take away your freedom. And so you have to recognize that as a human being, it doesn't matter. You don't have to do anything. You should be working in a selfish sort of respect. And I've talked about this a lot. It's really important. Again, it's counterintuitive, but you cannot help other people and love other people until you love yourself, until you actually act out of selfishness. You have to really internalize and recognize this belief. And if you don't, if you're like shaking your head at what I'm saying, I think you'll understand that a lot better if you read that book. And this is how I base a lot of my thinking. All right, so we talked about the bug and why I think it's an irrelevant thread. It's just being used as an opportunistic thing that's being used at this point to push political agendas. By the way, if you want to know what persuasion I am, I'm libertarian. It means that I'm not a Republican or Democrat. Okay, I believe in basically as little government as possible, possibly no government. I know that seems like a crazy thing, but it is something that is possible. Everything that's provided by the government can be provided by private citizens and private ownership. So with that said, let's move on to the jab. Okay, I know a lot of you have taken the jab. I'm not going to call you sheep. I'm not going to call you cowards. It's a choice. See, the thing is, when we talk about the subject, we already divide, right? Because maybe you're on the side of no jabs. All right. And then you got scared or something, or you didn't get scared, but you just calculated and said, oh, maybe this makes sense. Or why am I putting up such a fight for this? I don't even care. I don't want to deal with the crap. And so you did it. Not a big deal. Okay, that's your choice. Now, I have some reservations about it. I think that there is maybe a low probability. Remember, I think of everything in terms of probabilities. So I think there's a 5% probability chance that taking the jab will have long-term effects, that it's part of some kind of population control or something like that. That's 5%. 95%, I think that it's probably just a money-making political thing and used to divide people, and it doesn't really matter, and it's probably effective against a flu or basically of what is equivalent to that. So it probably doesn't matter. But on my principle, I don't want to do it, and I don't want to take that 5% risk. Okay. So again, I don't want to divide you guys up and say, oh, if you did take the jab, that you're weak or pathetic, because I know a lot of people are doing that and it's not smart. Even JP Sears, I love the guy, he's awesome, but he started doing that and it's just not a good take, because then what happens is that eventually more and more people are going to take the jab because the pressure is building. And I get it to fight against the pressure, but the way that we fight against that pressure is to get the people that have taken the jab on our side in terms of saying, hey, no, okay, I took the jab, but that doesn't mean that you can pressure my friends and my relatives and the rest of the people of this country to take the jab, because that is their personal choice. Freedom is an important thing that we hold to be of high value. As a man, it's my highest value, okay? So that's where I stand on the whole jab thing. As far as the science behind it and stuff, I looked at some of the science behind it. There's some experimental stuff where it uses recombinant DNA and an RNA transfer and modifies the genome. That's dicey. I believe there is one, I'm not gonna say the name, that uses the old kind of technology, and that's probably, I'd feel more inclined with that. But the problem is I don't actually know what's in it. I'm only being told what they say is, but is that really true? I don't know. I don't know for sure. You know what I mean? Again, 95% chance it is, but there's a 5% chance it's super nefarious. And there's a lot of reasons why, you know, that I think that it's kind of silly. Also, if you take the jab and then you still have to wear a mask and everyone has to wear a mask, and the president of the United States of America is saying that the reason why he's requiring the mandates is to protect the jab people from the unjab people. It doesn't make sense. Okay, so like, is this thing effective or not? You know, I think it probably is effective, unless the numbers are completely lying. It looks like that it is. But what about getting natural antibodies, right? So that's also part of the reason why I am not taking the jab, is because I got natural antibodies because I got the bug. At least I'm pretty sure I did. And I got tested to have antibodies, and I do have the antibodies. Anyway, so that's kind of my stance on that whole thing. So if you took the jab, not a big deal. Don't go like and say, I can't be a bulldog or whatever. Keep on the side of independent thinking. You made a choice, but other people need to be able to make their choices. And so this is where, you know, the mandate stuff, what is my thoughts on this? It's absolutely ridiculous, okay? It doesn't make any sense at all. How can you require people to take the jab and require employers? If you're an employer with over 100 employees, you should fight this, right? This kind of contradicts to a degree the whole how to be free in an unfree world. I realize that the Harry Brown, sorry. But there's some point though where the principle is high enough where you have to say, nah, I'm not going to do this. And you have to realize that if enough people push back, and really what it comes down to is sort of an organized pushback. So I'm kind of on the fence on this because I know from a like truly being freedom perspective and not owing anyone anything to say to a business owner, hey, you know, potentially suffer a loss to not implement this thing is sort of contradictory. It doesn't fit that, right? But at the same time, there's some kind of point where you can only allow people to push you around so much, and then you have to stand up as a man and say, no, that's enough. We're not going to do this. I'm not going to play this game with you. And the thing is, you kind of have to pick the winning side in that case. And you got to say, well, I believe there's enough people that have had enough of this and they're going to fight this. And so I believe that if I throw my chips in this pot, I have a good chance of winning this. If I don't throw my chips in the pot, I'm not necessarily going to lose anything except for my respect for myself. And so that's the one factor I think that's not mentioned in that book is some of your decisions need to be made out of having respect for yourself. Because you can make all the optimal decisions to live your life optimally, right? Where you have no obligation to anyone and you don't care about society. But some of those things, some of those choices you might make in life may cause you to lose respect for yourself, and respect yourself is the most important person that you can respect in your life. By the way, if you're enjoying this monologue and you want to actually learn how to improve your fitness, how to get girls, how to, you know, do everything you want to do in life. If you want to become financially independent, click the link down below, join the Bulldog Mindset membership, $7 for the first month. If you don't like it, I'll just give you your money back. So it's totally free, basically free trial. Let's do that. All right. Money back guarantee. All right. So where are we at on this? So we're basically still at the mandates part here. So I'm not going to get sucked into this because I'll just tell you where I stand on it, right? It's ridiculous. It's dumb. It's a violation. And people are like, oh, they make all these arguments. Well, you don't have absolute freedom in this country. It's a violation to have traffic laws and all this stuff. Oh, okay. I'm a libertarian. So yes, it is. Okay. But I understand like those are not necessarily the same thing, right? Even if you're okay, I do like traffic laws and all this stuff, which I don't, or taxation, okay, theft. But even if you did believe all those things, this is still clearly different. Okay. Because there's no proof, right? And this is something of your own protection and your choice of your body. And you're talking about something that they say, oh, there's no long-term effects of this thing. It hasn't been proven. A year is not enough time. Now, like I said, if you got the jab, I don't care. That's fine. It's your choice. But hey, there might be some consequences down the road. Just, you know, I'm not trying to scare you, but think about those things. So what do we do about this then? Then where do I stand with all of this stuff? Here's the thing. Okay, like I said, read the book, How to Be Free in an Unfree World. By the way, I just released this book, Self-Confidence for Men. You know, go check it out. It's on Amazon. It's really short. Okay, the Kindle version, I think 99 cents right now while I'm doing the launch on it. You can read this in one day and it's going to help you. All right, so what it comes down to is this. Okay, even though in my opinion, the bug is a bunch of bullshit. Who cares? I don't care. Okay. Not a big deal. All right. If I was like, shit, you know, I out of like 100 friends that I know, like two of them died. Okay. That's still only like 2%. You know, I'd be like, whoo, I don't know, man. Like, I better watch myself. But I don't even know. I'm not saying that no one died, but I'm just saying that there's very, very few. It's a very small chance of you, you know, it's not like the Black Plague. Okay. The Black Plague. All right. Sure. All right. You better take that shit serious. All right. So anyway, my point is this, is that even though all this stuff is somewhat bullshit, right? The bug is to a degree bullshit. Okay. The jab thing is a bunch of bullshit as well. And the unfair mandates and all this stuff and the control and the masks and the lockdowns and all this stuff that's going on. You kind of got to come back to how to be free in an unfree world. You kind of got to say, look, what of this do I have any control over? For most of us living in the US, living wherever in this world today, we don't have control over what's happening. And so you can be a victim and you can be like, oh, they're doing all this crap. It's not fair. And you can post all kinds of stuff on Facebook and you can protest and you can do all kinds of stuff. All right. And you can get angry about it and talk to people about it and argue with people on Facebook and waste your time because you're not going to change anything. Or you can simply do what you need to do to get by. So for instance, sometimes when I'm walking around, like airport requires a mask, if someone tells me put on a mask, I put on the fucking mask and I take it back off. Okay, fuck it. You know what I mean? Disney, same thing, right? Whatever, okay? You can do that, okay? Again, you have the freedom to do that. Like you gotta weigh the consequences. Or sometimes I'm like, I don't care. I'm just gonna put on the mask and not worry about it because I don't give a crap today, all right? You have freedom, okay? That's how you create your freedom. You just get on with your life. work on your stuff, right? Again, you want to stop focusing on this. Yeah, I'm going to plug the Bulldog Mindset membership, because join there, okay? We're working on our shit. We're improving ourselves as men. We're learning how to date. We're learning how to get ripped, get jacked. We're learning how to make money, how to become financially independent, how to invest, how to do all that stuff, how to improve our self-confidence. You know, we're trying to do all that stuff. So do that, okay? Don't worry about this stuff. Don't worry about if the end of the world's coming. Okay, maybe. But you don't have any control over this stuff, okay? So stop wasting your emotions, stop wasting your time, stop arguing with people on the internet, okay? I gave you my opinion on this because you guys wanted it, all right? It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't even matter if you disagree with me. Don't be like, I'm unsubscribing for this channel. Look, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what Biden thinks. It doesn't matter what he does, because you have no control over it, all right? It's kind of contradictory what I'm gonna say here, but it isn't, if you really think about it. You're basically a slave. Think of yourself as a slave. You're allotted some recreational time, some freedom. You're allotted to do some activities because you don't own yourself, okay? The government owns you, all right? I hate to put it this way, but you don't own yourself. You're not a free naked human running around wild in the woods being able to do whatever you want. You're not. Okay, you got to follow the laws. You got to pay the tax man. You go to jail. All right, they will kill you if you do certain things. This is the truth. You are basically a slave. But by being a slave, you can choose to be free. There's another really good book, Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl. Read that book. Once you recognize that you're a slave, then you can only truly be free. What does this mean? All right, this means this. It's real simple. Okay, once you recognize that there's no point in fighting against the things you can't control, like just as if you were a slave. But you optimize the things that you can. What are they gonna let you do? I know that sounds weak and cowardly. It's the reality. Once you optimize the things they let you do and you ignore the rules that you can ignore, that's when you become free. So that's my advice to you guys. I pay attention to what's going on. Sure, if I let it, it'll piss me off. It's bullshit. I'm just gonna work on my business. I'm just gonna work on going to the gym. I'm just gonna do what I can, and I'm gonna escape the mandates and whatever as much as I can, and I'm gonna avoid all that stuff so I don't have to deal with it as much as possible and live my life. And hopefully that this phase of ridiculousness on this earth disappears. Okay, but if it doesn't, I'm just gonna figure out how to optimize my life, and I'm gonna have a good old time, and I'm gonna carry on with my life, and I'm not gonna let all this shit bring me down and make me worried and make me go crazy and lose friends and family, because it doesn't matter. It does not matter, because you can't control it. All you can do is stop bullshitting about all this stuff and start just living your life, optimizing it the best you can. You are a slave. Right, face the fact. Okay, it's fine. Can you be free as a slave? Absolutely. How do you do that? You optimize what you're given and you make the best of it. And when the guard's not looking, you smoke a cigarette. That's it. That's how you do this.